Per- and polyfluorical substances, or PFAS for short, have been used in products like nonstick pans and water-resistant fabrics for decades. And when these products get thrown away, PFASs can seep into the ground, contaminating drinking water. Lead researcher from URI, Reiner Lohmann, says these pollutants can harm people's health.
There's links between the high exposure to drinking water and several types of cancer. At the lower end, you're looking at changes that might affect your immune system, that might lead to insulin resistance and then diabetes.
More than 150 households on Cape Cod have volunteered to get their well water tested. Researchers plan to have the first round of results in late fall. Avery Brookins, Rhode Island Public Radio.